Residents of Hull to a multi-storey car park in South London, Britain will be alive to the sound of music as the world's largest classical music festival kicks off in July. The programme for this year's Proms was unveiled today. There's going to be 90 concerts over 8 weeks, and not just in the Albert Hall. The director of the Proms, David Pickard, took up his post just before last year's season, so he inevitably inherited most of that programme. When he came in today to discuss today's announcement, I wondered how much of this year's season is his.
Well, I would say 95% probably is me. I mean, concert planning is quite a long period of time takes place to plan concerts. And there were one or two things that were in the diary before I started, but actually not many. So I can proudly say that this is my first full prom season.
And what, if any, were the lessons you learnt from last year's experience?
Well, I had an extraordinary experience, of course, going to every prom last year. I've never done that in my life. But I suppose the most interesting thing for me last summer was experimenting with this new idea of mine, which is to take some proms outside the Albert Hall. And I love the fact that we were able to explore different bits of London and put music in the right setting for the music.
And you're going to do more of that this year, aren't you?
We are. We're going back to the multi-storey car park in Peckham, where we went last year, and a couple of further venues in London, which will be new for the proms, which is the Tanks at the Tate, where we're going to do some experimental music, and the amazing Wilton's Music Hall, where we'll be doing Peter Maxwell Davis's 8 Songs from Mad King. It'll be very special, I think, to see that piece in that setting.
Now, Front Row is very excited this year because to mark the 300th anniversary of Handel's Water Music, we, the programme, have commissioned a new piece by the past winner of the Proms Young Composers Competition, Grace Evangeline Mason, and it's going to be premiered live on the programme on the 17th of July, which is the absolute anniversary, and then in Hull.
Yes, and I'm absolutely delighted about that too, because we wanted to mark this very important anniversary for the water music. We actually thought maybe it was a bit too obvious to put it on the River Thames again, so we thought we'd maybe take a prom outside London for the first time since the 1930s. And what a better place than somewhere else which sits on water than this year's City of Culture, which is Hull.
Now, there's lots of other anniversaries being celebrated this year. The proms are marking Monteverdi at 450, John Adams at 70, and Philip Glass at 80, which is seeing a first, I believe.
The Philip Glass anniversary has been marked by a very special late-night prom, which is a concert performance of his album Passages, which he wrote with Ravi Shankar. Which has only ever been heard on record, and this is the first time that it will be performed live. And we actually have a wonderful link with the original performance in that Anushka Shankar, Ravi's daughter, of course, is going to be a part of that performance.
Now, there are, as I mentioned, a lot of anniversaries this year, but there's always a danger, isn't there, at the proms of anniversary-itis,
yes,
where everything is pegged to somebody's birthday or death.
Yes, and there's a real danger that by the time you get to the end of the proms, some poor composer has been played so many times you never want to hear his music again. So, actually, the anniversaries that I'm really enjoyed putting programmes together for this year are not musical ones. So, you know, we have the 100th anniversary of the Russian Revolution and we have the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. And they're both, you know, big political events, but they're also events that had a huge influence on classical music and their musicians and the composers and the lives they led. And we're reflecting that in all sorts of different ways. So with Russia, for instance, you know, we're obviously looking at key composers like Shostakovich, who lived through the Soviet regime, and then also composers like Rachmaninoff, who left just before the revolution, lived in America, but continued somehow to reflect the heritage of his country, but from a long way away.
Now, when planning a season, of course, much of it's performed by BBC orchestras and choirs, but obviously there are visiting orchestras. How much say do you have when it's a visiting orchestra about what they perform?
Well, it's a sort of negotiation, really, with visiting orchestras. In many cases, we can go to them and say, we would love you to play this piece, or we'd love you to play that piece. But, you know, there are also orchestras that are touring with two programmes. They're taking them to major festivals around the world. And, you know, we can't always have exactly what we want. But, you know, when an orchestra like the Vienna Philharmonic comes to the proms, to be completely honest, I'd hear them play almost anything.
And what can we expect from visiting orchestras this year?
Well, we've got the first ever visit this year by the orchestra from La Scala Milan, which I'm excited about, which is Riccardo Chailly coming with his opera orchestra for a programme at the proms. And then at the other end of the scale, we've got a wonderful early music group called Pygmalion, who will be bringing a stage version of the Monteverdi Vespers, which we hope will fill all the spaces of the Albert Hall.
The Proms has this fierce band of loyal supporters, which is wonderful. But how difficult does it make it for you to play around with? Because I know that last year there were some, you know, mumbles and groaning and protests over the Strictly Come Dancing-inspired prom.
Well, you know, it's part and parcel of the job that I do. That for a certain section, there'll be something I've missed out or something I've included that people don't want to see or hear. But, you know, we have a massive range of music that we can present to people. And one of the things that is very, very important is bringing in new audiences to the proms. So we have a piece called Ten Pieces Present, in which we welcome families and children and adults of all ages to come and hear 10 pieces of classical music which show how composers were influenced by all sorts of things around them. We've got a concert which celebrates the 85th birthday of John Williams, who, of course, is this one of this world's greatest film music composers. Obviously, low pricing is very important to getting new audiences, so a third of our tickets are £12.50 or under.
And you've got your first relaxed prom, haven't you?
Yes, this is a really important initiative for us. I mean, the proms is always about extending the reach of the audience, and this is particularly exciting for us because the relaxed prom is specifically geared to those with a physical or sensory impairment who can enjoy an orchestral concert in a different sort of setting.
But what about non-classical music? Because you've mentioned in the past there might be some world music gems in future proms. Are there any this year?
Yes, indeed. This year we have a concert which is marking the partition of India 70 years ago. And we're looking at the classical music tradition of North India, South India and Pakistan in a special extended late night concert. And I hope this will be the start of a series of concerts over the forthcoming years in which we will explore all sorts of other parts of the world that Western classical music doesn't necessarily encompass.
How safe is future proms funding, and how much pressure do you feel to ensure that you'll get the numbers from the box office?
Well, we have to try and make sure that our box office figures stand up because they're part of the funding equation for the prom. Some of our income comes from the licence fee and some of it comes from the box office.
Is it about 50-50?
It's about 50-50. And having only been at the BBC for 18 months, I feel there's tremendous support from within the organisation for the proms.
And I wondered how you were adjusting on a personal level to the BBC, because this is the first time you've worked in broadcasting. You came from the Glyndebourne Opera House, and I suppose the scope and variety of what you can put on at the proms.
Oh, it's a dream job. I mean, you know, everybody wants my job working in the arts. I mean, you know, what other festival in the world gives you this massive palette to work on? It's tremendously exciting.
David Pickard, and the proms runs from the 4th.